Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Christ Jesus is the one who has prevailed to unveil all of the mysteries of God, which he has ordained to reveal unto men. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Isaiah was given more messianic prophecies than any other of those men whom the Lord sent into the earth. Yet he had very limited understanding of the things which he wrote, and confessed with the other Old Testament prophets that these things were written for those to come. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us did they minister the things which are now reported unto you, by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels, that is, the messengers, desire to look into. He was told to write of him who was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. While Isaiah was given the gift to write of those sufferings and the great anguish of our Redeemer, yet Jeremiah was given the gift to experience in a limited measure those very soul sufferings which are recorded for us in the book of his Lamentations. Jeremiah was sent to warn the nation of Israel of their coming judgment and captivity by the Babylonians. But the Lord shut up the ears of Israel, that they would not hear his word, even though it was an utterance from the Lord. Whereas Isaiah was given to prophesy of the glory of the coming king and his redemptive work, Jeremiah was called upon to endure great rejection and sorrow at the hands of those to whom he was sent. We are not then surprised that he is known as the weeping prophet. His sufferings were experienced with each of his emotions and felt by each of his senses. While he records those things that he experienced, we are blessed to understand that he was but an illustration of the sufferings of that prophet which was to come. His heartaches were in part, and he was upheld in the midst of them, whereas Christ, our prophet, priest, and king, was brought into hell itself in our behalf, as he endured the wrath of God poured out upon his head. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Jeremiah recorded the very thoughts of Christ when he spoke of the affliction and misery which was visited upon him as he knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is indeed that bitterness of soul and mind which is described by Jeremiah as the wormwood and the gall. It is interesting to note that Matthew records that the soldiers gave Christ, as he hung on the cross, vinegar mingled with gall. Our hearts are made to worship him as we consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Sinners whose love can ne'er forget the wormwood and the gall, go spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Do you own him as Lord of all?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.